what is wrong with the world? Or grow, do not follow. When you feel that your thoughts don't add up to much, or end up in a circle, or become Swiss cheese, it means you need more books. After a while, things begin making sense. It is still difficult to navigate, but your thoughts don't run short. You shouldn't be afraid of thinking yourself into a loop, and when you do end up in the beginning, it just means you need rest, adventure, and books. More knowledge. Getting at books is actually pretty tough, because to read a book, you need to have peace within. You won't be able to make peace outside, but with courage, you can make peace within. Slowly, with travel and adventure, you will begin inheriting wisdom from others. You will discover that everything that is wrong with the world is lack of knowledge, wisdom, and greatness. And you know, those three things are just words that describe growing up. Growing up is what we do. We are really good at it because we can build more wisdom out of existing wisdom. But we must read books and not let the world frighten us out of learning. Eventually, you will take a look back at your younger self and by subtle analogy understand that all people are not learning enough. That they are stuck in the loops, scared of thoughts unraveling and turning into string or Swiss cheese. One of the great human traditions is to become a teacher. So you will need to help them across, help them to books until they reach a tipping point and will become teachers themselves. Help them become strong so that they too may contemplate the world on their own. The higher you will rise in your education, the more wrongs you will see. The pretenders will be the most frightening of all. They sound exactly like the wise, but there is an intent to mislead in all the things they do. At the very least, they want people to blindly follow them. It's a quirk of the human psychology, and it makes very poor and ill people feel better. It's not that different from people holding up the color of their skin as superior. The pretenders do not have complete thoughts. Their thoughts are unraveled, cut up, inauthentic, and tragic. Their claim to leadership is pure fantasy, and they prey on people with unintegrated thoughts, making them follow, rather than helping them to books and making each of them a leader and a grown-up. The pretenders feed their followers temporary things to give the followers impression of some progress. A person will have a tendency to follow because it is easier than creating their very own path. The act of finding the strength or courage to keep whole long enough to begin inheriting from countless books is more difficult than fantasizing. It is easier to walk into a place of fantasy or instantly join some group by merely waving their flag. As you rise, you will discover just how many fantasy-based groups and institutions there are. Humanity didn't just stop at ice giants, magic, or cults or religions. Entire nations become corrupted with unintegrated or disconnected thinking. You might have already noticed that schools are not working. They operate on grades and graduations. Relevant and incomprehensible, unstable curricula that push students away from learning and comprehension and instead force them towards pretending and memorizing under the threat of ridicule, being held back, or poverty and hunger. It is one of the great tragedies of our age that students agree to pretend to learn in exchange for a diploma that promises them work. It gets even worse. We are all born into a world that invented the concept of money and then promptly misused it to choke itself with poverty out of advancing forward. Don't lose yourself to overwork. Money is a problem that needs repair. And poverty is not just about homelessness or hunger. It actually prevents people from learning and growing for real. It is fine for banks to fight for a dollar. It is fine for Wall Street to trade. But a human being must never become a victim of poverty. Never! Inflation will only occur if the world continues its semi-random walk. The correct application of money starts with the individual and their universal income card. The flow must come from an individual with a universal card and only then move towards the local businesses. It does not start with the hospitals and businesses and ignoring human suffering, misfortune, and hunger. Beyond that, it is easy for an ineffective leader to stabilize an uneducated nation when everyone is put in their place with poverty. Money has become an all-purpose hot glue to give an impression of a functioning and coherent government or world in general. A day or two reviewing politics will reveal that influential individuals are only reacting and with partial knowledge, and none have any solid grasp on reality. The same confusion and feeling of thinking ourselves into circles has permeated the entire world. But here, when nations think themselves in a circle, in their collective ineffective education, they often find themselves repeating the nation's worst mistakes. The same that we feel before we begin inheriting from wise books has cast the world into confusion and sometimes darkness. Leaders who in their blindness drive the world into poverty, disagreement, confusion, and crime, and then attempt repair by means of weapons manufacturing, mass incarceration, and finally war, may seem like they are making repairs or some kind of progress. But their minds have long unraveled. It is not possible to prevent the world from repeating mistakes today. No one person will lead the world. There are too many powerful pretenders, and it is far too easy for them to lie to their completely uneducated followers. The only hope there is begins with your generation and the young generations that are to follow. By taking to real adventure and real education and powerful challenges, and thus becoming knowledgeable and wise and unbreakable, entire generations of young people can bring light, reason, and wisdom to all that is poisoned by ineffective education and all the broken things that we have today. The future of the world never, never rested with poets, philosophers, politicians, or profiteering gluttons. As by the time they reach their maturity, they've become all too warped and caught up in an incomplete system of thought. It has always been with those who have not yet been indoctrinated into the broken ways of the world, turning their hopes and dreams into reality. If you and your generation can gather the strength and courage for long enough to resist the pressures of the broken world around you and independently learn from countless powerful books that grant you a clear and just view of the future, a picture of a world free from fake education, from poverty, and constant threats of nuclear or any other war, then you can have the world that is worthy of you.